So we have this unfortunate thing that you see, we can invent a magnificent structure called MPI underbar data type. In Fortran, we have to have a poor old integer which is overloaded, so this, which secretly, but it's not actually holding an integer, it's almost certainly holding a pointer to some information that describes what this data type is. There's no way these complex data types, which are an arbitrary, more or less arbitrary specification of a layout of information, they're going to be a pointer or a handle to some location which stores that information in some complexity. As Fortran 77 does not have pointers, we have to declare it to be an integer and assume that the that's going to work okay, because Fortran passes everything by things by address, so it won't try to use this pointer as an integer as long as the routines we call are correctly written. So Fortran itself doesn't, so integers in Fortran are just a container for a general data type. So that's life. Okay. So essentially a data type is a list, a derived data type, which tells you that this particular message in this buffer, you remember we have a buffer in the message. So what we want to make, essentially what we're viewing that buffer as the start of where information can be stored, and then we're allowing, which could be say the initial part of an array, and then we're specifying that the information to be transmitted, the first element has the following data type, the next element, and is stored a certain number of a certain displacement from the beginning, the next element in the message has a possibly different data type and has a different displacement. So essentially we're allowing information to be scattered through the memory, or more precisely scattered through an array, which is the array of information which we're transmitting from. So there are a set of subroutine calls or function calls in MPI which allow you to build this thing up incrementally. So and so that you can build quite complex data types in terms of a set of somewhat simpler calls which define the path of this data type. So the syntax of MPI of this, the simplest call is MPI contiguous, or MPI underbar type underbar contiguous, which in Fortran has four arguments, the last of which is this arrow call, which we can ignore here. So this is potentially unnecessary. It's going to be necessary, at least in the simplest form it's unnecessary, which essentially forms a vector with no, where it says that the first elements in this message are of type given by this variable, which could be say MPI underbar real, or in general another derived data type. They're going to be this number of them, count, and we're going to give the name to this derived data type called new type. So this names the new data type. When we've named the new, so we're allowed to define dynamically derived data types in one's program. So you can form the derived data type you want for your application. In order to finalize everything and say this is a completed data type, you must commit it an MPI underbar type underbar commit. When you've decided that you finish with this particular derived isotype, you free it up and it will delete that particular pointer. You would use that not just because you free up space, but also because you free up the name. You can then use the name again later. Whereas it wouldn't make any sense to use the name again after you've committed it, because you've essentially used up that storage location for derived data types.